My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast on this, the 12th day of April, a Friday morning, coming to you from back in studio. Well, thank goodness. Glad to be back home finally. This turned out from what was going to be such a nice week. It turned out to be, wow, a disaster. So I've got a couple things I'll comment about that in a second. We do have a couple stories to cover today. The main story is Spain deports passengers over visas. This is a considerable follow-up to what I thought was a nothing piece when it first came out. I thought it was just a little clerical error. Well, it turned out to be a lot more than that. Marella cancels their entire season, not surprising. The Spirit of Mongolia. That I found a little surprising. Updates to the San Juan port. And a boxer to join the Queen Anne inaugural. And lots more live here at 11 o'clock, back on the normal scheduled time for today. All right, today, folks, is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Go have to fix a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch. That's something that I can do. I will say good morning to Mike and Gretchen and Joanne, and there's Gary Older and Dirt. Yes, Gary, I'm back home before the Alaska cruise, just in case you were worried. All right, guys, if you're listening via the podcast, you're always welcome here. You can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. I just posted a piece on Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island, which I haven't had a chance to promote yet, but posted it this morning. Been working on it a little bit. Or wherever you get your podcasts, all the big hitters, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Radio, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the old fat guy. Listening via the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed so you can take a look at clips or interviews or pictures that we're using on that day's show, there's always a link in the description so you can do just that. All right, so the trip to Gretchen was crossed with disaster. None of her doings, of course. I was so looking forward to doing something totally out of the ordinary for me and totally purely for my enjoyment. And then it got screwed up. And those of you that may have missed it, I hit a pothole in West Virginia. And I'm talking about a pothole from hell. It was right near Sissonville. Pocatalico and Sissonville was just north of Charleston, somewhere in that little stretch. But when I'm talking about a pothole, folks, I'm talking about maybe 18 inches wide. Now, this was, I was in the right-hand lane because somebody was passing me. I was following a car, which is why the car had my sight pothole blocked until it had passed over it. And then I see the pothole and the guy's passing me on the left. I couldn't do anything to swerve to miss it. So, but it was, I'm talking 18 inches wide. It had to be the depth of it or the length of it, I guess, toward the middle of the road, 18 inches, 8 inches or so ahead and a good 8 to 10 inches deep. And I mean, when I hit it, I mean, it jarred the hell out of me. I'm surprised I didn't lose control of the car. That's how hard I hit that pothole. So on down the road, I start getting the flashing light on the dashboard. It says my tire's low on air. So I start several times to put air in it. Now remember, this is Sunday afternoon. There's not a whole lot I can do on a Sunday with the tire other than just keep air in it. So I got to the hotel. I did some checking. I work and go first thing Monday morning, which happened to be to a Walmart. And sure enough, I had to wait a little while, but they took me in, checked the tire, and come to find out that the tire wasn't losing air. The rim was bent. And it's an aluminum rim, and they're not allowed to straighten them out. I guess if you try to straighten the aluminum rim out, you're liable to break the thing. So they did some checking. It was going to take 7 to 10 days to get one in. I said, no, I can't do that. They said, okay, go down here to River City Tire. If anybody can do it, they can. So I went down to River City Tire, which is about, you know, I don't know, 7-8 miles down the main road there in Marietta. Explained the situation. He gets on the phone. He says, yeah, I can have one here tomorrow. I said, okay, that's fine. In the meantime, I called Gretchen, tell him to come to the party. So for the eclipse, I sat out in the parking lot at the hotel, which, you know, I got to witness it. It wasn't full in Marietta. It was about 90%. Boy, was there a big difference, because on Emily's Gang of Seven or whatever she calls that little group thing, we did like a Zoom call. And we had Gretchen on, and the difference between Gretchen's house or Gretchen's son's house, okay, and what I was seeing, man, it was like a different world. I didn't get near as dark. I had a little bit of a drop in temperature, but not a great deal. Of course, I never got to witness the full eclipse. So I was disappointed. Not to meet Gretchen and Fred and the family, although, you know, we're sailing together in August going to Alaska, so we'll get to meet him then. So the next day, I go to down there to get the text. And I get there, and it's not come, and it's not come. And finally, he calls and tells me, well, that was the warehouse. FedEx never picked up yesterday. So it's not going to get here till tomorrow. I said, okay, that's fine. So I go back and, you know, we do the hotel. It could take me for another night in the same room. So that was okay. Next morning, I did the show early. I waited till checkout time. I checked out of the hotel. Now, remember, I got a spare tire, one of those phony spare tires. I can only run it for like 35 or 40 miles. Yeah, it's not like I could run up to Gretchen's on the spare. That wouldn't have mattered. It was 137 miles from my hotel to Gretchen's son's house and 137 miles back. So that is 275 miles on a spare tire. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. So anyway, so I go down to the tire place, and so when it didn't come on the FedEx truck, he gets back on the phone again, and the warehouse says, "Oh, when we got ready to ship that thing, we discovered it was the wrong wheel, so we farmed it out to the warehouse in Tennessee." I go, "What?" So I'm sitting there, and The guy at River City Tire, he was, I'm not fussing about them. They did everything they could do. I'm sitting right there. He calls the warehouse in Tennessee. He explains the situation. Says, "No matter what, that has to be here tomorrow." The guy says, "I will absolutely guarantee it will be there tomorrow morning." I said, "Okay." So I go back to the hotel. Now this time, I don't have a room. So I said, "Is there any way I can rent another room for tonight?" So she did some checking. She said, "Yeah, it's not going to be ready for about an hour." I said, "That's okay. I don't care about that. Just as long as I got a place to sleep." She said, "It's going to be a different room." And I don't care about that, as long as it's a handicap accessible room, which it was. So I had then a room for Wednesday night. And so I stayed in the room. You know, I did the show early yesterday. Stayed in the room until time to check out. I didn't want to push my luck with these people. So I went on and checked out again. Drove down to River City. And the FedEx truck hadn't been there. So I sat. And I sat. And I sat. Well, finally, FedEx, he had already checked. We know it's on the truck. 2 hours, I sat. Finally, the park, once it came, it only took about 30 minutes to do all the magic. And I was out of there by, I don't know, 1:30 or so. So I had to stop and fill up. I had to get a Diet Coke. The road. So let's say it was 1:45 or so by the time I hit the road. It's raining. And it rained. And it stormed. There were tornado warnings everywhere. And I kept getting, you know, the alerts on my phone that there's a tornado warning here. And this county, the children have been let out of school. All the way through West Virginia. It was unbelievable. And some of the storms, I mean, it will slow down to 35, 40 miles an hour kind of rain. So it was a terribly hard day of driving. I got home about 7:15. Considering everything, I made remarkably good time. Just in time for a tornado alert in Bedford County, and I'm ready to blow my brains out. So, but I, folks, when I got home last night, I was absolutely exhausted. I couldn't even think about, I didn't open the case and get my computer out, much less set it up and turn it on. I didn't get the charger out for my phone. I got my chair, and I didn't bring the bourbon in from still out in the car. I had a good bit of lovely Vogue left. I sat there like comatose and finally fell asleep. But I was tired. All right. So my friend Ivan is the author, of course, of The Cruise Ship Doctor. And we're going to be cruising with him on the Cruise Ship Doctor cruise. So he commented on, one of the Facebook videos, lives that I did. Anyway, but he said, how perfect to be sipping bourbon in a town named for Marie Antoinette. Didn't know that. Love those late bourbon dynasty folks in France. Not everybody may know that Marietta used to be a spot where they actually constructed ocean-going vessels. I did not know this either. Sailed them down the Ohio and the Mississippi to the Gulf. So for crew like you, Jill, it's the perfect spot to stop. I had no idea. I'm sorry I couldn't drive around town and do some exploring. When I saw that, hell, I don't know if any of that's still left. I would have loved to have gone and seen it. But I couldn't drive around. So, said it may sound unlikely, but apparently the Virgin Forest near the first town in Ohio, Marietta, I didn't know the first town in Ohio, were splendid and great for building big boats. For anybody interested, many more David McCullough's Pioneers. Wonderful book if you're interested in how Ohio got started. Looking forward to sampling a bourbon on the Norwegian Epic in November, Chile. By the way, if you head up to Steubenville, it's right up the river, that's his hometown. You can drive down Dean Boulevard. So there's some history about Marietta that I didn't know any of it. So thank you, Ivan, for that. All right, so one other thing. I was supposed to show you this yesterday, folks. I don't know what happened to it. But this is what I call a California steak dinner, a salad and wine. That's Cindy, Cindy Mole. That's one of my pals. She's in California. No, I don't want a software update. People go away. So, and then what do we have here? Oh, yeah. So we got from Bethany. This was when she was sailing away from Alicante. All right. And then she goes to her cabin and they provide her with a little afternoon snack. How about that? Nice little snack. Looks like some deviled eggs and some fruit. And nice little chow down. And this was the Church of Our Lady of, I don't know, some long name. Up there and right outside Alicante. And then dinner that night, this is the ceviche, which I love ceviche, shaped like a fish, in case you can't really see that, but it's made with all sorts of seafood. And an Argentinian flank steak with chili peppers, I think it was called. And dessert was an apple tort with pecan ice cream. So that's on the Azamara Quest. We always enjoy stuff from Bethany. All right, guys. I promise we do have some news this morning. It's a little on the short side, so I'm going to go ahead and take a break from one of my network sponsors first, and then we'll get to the news.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the top story, folks. And this one, boy, was this an eye-opener for me. Not at all like I expected it to be from when I had it on the show earlier in the week. You know, going on a cruise can be fun and exciting, a way to a holiday. However, everybody needs to ensure all the documentation is ordered before you set sail. It's something that a group of 69 guests on board the MSC Armonia thought they did or failed to do when they boarded the cruise ship for their 16-night Grand Voyage cruise on March the 17th. Upon arrival in Barcelona, the third European stop, by the way, on the trip, they went to Tenerife and to Malaga. 69 Bolivian guests aboard the Armonia were barred from leaving the ship. Spanish officials identified their Schengen visas as counterfeit. Now the Spanish government has decided that 65 guests will be deported from Spain and flown back to Bolivia. Well, I didn't even know they were able to get off the boat. From the first story that was out, only a family of three siblings and the underage daughter of one of the siblings will be allowed to stay in Spain as they have family connections in the country. MSC Armonia sailed from Barcelona a day later than scheduled, while the 69 Bolivians were accommodated on board another MSC cruise ship. So they wouldn't let them go ashore, but they let them go to another ship. Now, remember, they were allowed to two other Spanish ports before this happened. That's why I thought this was going to be a whole, you know, a fluff thing. That this wasn't going to be that serious, or it was going to be some kind of an oversight. Because two Spanish ports let these people, you know, in the country as normal. Due to the decision from the Spanish government to deport the passengers, MSC Cruises will be paying for the flight, which will depart. Actually, it departed yesterday. While unfortunate for the guests on board, the issue remains an expensive mistake by the cruise line, which could have been prevented. MSC Cruises has stated that the documentation provided by the Bolivian passengers appeared legitimate upon boarding in Brazil. The cruise line has been collaborating with Spanish authorities to address the situation, which has raised concern over possible visa fraud, prompting investigations by Spain's national police into the matter. This in itself raises serious concerns about the security procedures in place on board the Armonia. Though the International Ship and Port Facility Security Code, each cruise line is required to implement a ship security plan that outlines the measures that need to be taken to keep the vessel, the crew, and its passengers safe. While the exact contents of this plan are confidential, one part that must be included is implementing a method to get to know with 100% certainty that all those on board have the proper documentation to sail. I've known that ever since I started sailing. And sometimes, I mean, they always check my passport. I've never been in a place that I had to have a visa in all my years of traveling. So I realize that's a little different. But, I mean, it's, you know, I'm perfectly comfortable with all the places I've been in my sailing career of checking my passport and stuff. The failure to detect counterfeit visa indicates a lapse in verifying guest documentation before. That being said, expecting the staff responsible for guest check-ins on embarkation day to also verify visas in addition to processing 1,500 guests might be a bit unrealistic. I mean, if they're shown a visa that looks like other visas look, I mean, I don't know. The entire situation is likely down to human error. MSC Cruises will be doing a full review of the situation and will need to implement safeguards so this does not happen again. Now, what really made this troubling is in the early part of the investigation, the police discovered that some of the folks knew the visas were not good. That changed the whole ballgame, folks. If, in fact, a group of the 69 knew they were showing bad visas, that certainly makes what the cruise line has had to do a lot more. I don't want to blame them. I'm blaming the fast passengers, and I think the cruise line's biting the bullet here that maybe, just maybe, they didn't need to bite completely. Yeah, you had to get these people home. But still, I mean, if this was an actual fraudulent act by these folks, not some freaking mistake like everybody thought it was, including me. So, anyway, they're on a plane back to Bolivia. It'll be interesting to see what happens on the legal end of things. All right, the next story today, folks. Again, we've got stories about people I don't normally get to talk about. Marella Cruises has announced the further cancellation of voyages in Asia and the Middle East for Marella Discovery 2, citing safety concerns for the troubled situation in the Red Sea. The entire season of sailings involving Middle East and Asia itineraries must be canceled due to the conflict. This includes highly coveted sailings to Singapore, but is a necessary step to ensure guest safety. The notification email from Marella said, "We've been monitoring the situation in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden closely for over 6 months. Unfortunately, the ongoing conflict shows no signs of stabilizing and continues to make traveling to and from Asia by sea a risk. These new cancellations are an extension of earlier cancellations for the ship, which already covered all sailings through the end of April. At this time, there are no new itineraries planned for the vessel. It's always possible the cruise line could create some substitute options for the ship for the people that are unable to sail the planned voyages for the next several months." Sad situation beyond, you know, anybody's control. So, this is something Viking, again, don't talk about Viking very often. Viking has unveiled its latest adventure, the Spirit of Mongolia, a 5-night fully guided experience designed to enrich its new China voyages. Beginning in 2024, the new program is a first for Viking as it offers guests a chance to discover Mongolia's geographic diversity. Torsten Hagen, chairman of Viking, expressed his enthusiasm over Viking's new travel offering, stating, "We were proud to announce our new China ocean voyages recently, and we're now pleased to offer guests our first experiences in Mongolia. Guests are curious travelers who are interested in an experience that broadened their mind, he continued. Mongolia is an extraordinary destination, making it a natural extension to our new China itineraries. Man, I'd like to do that. I'd like to do a China. I've never been. Asia has been very minor in my lifetime. I'd like to do an Asia swing and go to China. And I realize that's a suspect, but still, I'd do it. All right. Speaking of China, let's talk about San Juan. I think everybody's been to San Juan, or most everybody that cruises regularly has been to San Juan. They just announced a 30-year partnership with Global Ports Holding for massive upgrades and updates to the rapidly growing cruise port. And they're going to be involved with these updates for several years. The goal of the $350 million investment renovation will be to position San Juan as a leading port, both for home porting as well as port of call operations in the Caribbean. Global Ports Holding will now invest $100 million in the initial phase of the project, which will focus on critical infrastructure repairs for Pier 4 and Pan American Piers 1 and 2. Upgrades to all terminal buildings and the passenger walkway are also anticipated to be part of the project's initial phase. Now, one thing that I was thinking about when I was writing this morning, folks, it kind of ties into a story yesterday from Alaska. The port fees that you pay when you go to port, who gets them? And like in Alaska, I was kind of surprised that part of it goes here, part of it goes there. But CLIA has some say-so in what Juneau, how they spend the money. So you got this situation where, the holding company is coming in and spending all of, they're basically financing it. And I'm sure there's some kind of deal they're taking over the port. So who gets the port charges? Does that go back to the holding company? I don't know. If you got the answer to that, I'd sure like to hear it. Does San Juan still get part of the money and the rest of it go to the investors? I don't know. I'd like to find that one out. All right, so now a boxer. Sporting icon, I don't know about that. And former WBC heavyweight champion Frank Bruno will join Queen Anne's maiden British Isles voyage. He will be included in the Insight Speaker Program as part of the 14-night sailing, which leaves Southampton on May the 24th. Now, a speaker? Has there been any heavyweight boxer other than Muhammad Ali who could put together one proper sentence?
If you don't buy the drinks package, I'm going to give you an uppercut.
I don't get it. A boxer speaking on a Cunard cruise ship? Elizabeth, I feel the big one coming. Okay, that's the news for today, folks. Let's go see who's over in a chat room fussing at me. I did go off on some tangents today. That's all right. I'm glad to be home. I need to take a nap, though. Let's see. Mike and Gretchen and Joanne and Gary Older the Dirt. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Sonny, excuse me. Sonny, I've been thinking about you with all that awful weather you've had the last couple days. I trust you were safe and sound through all of it. But yeah, I heard that, and the first thing I thought of was, uh-oh, that's in Sunny's neck of the woods. Linda Blossom says hello. Hello to you. How are you doing? She asks. I wonder about that. Why, there's New York Emily. Good to see you, Chili. Yeah. By the way, Tina Turtle, that's Tina Turtle back there. Tina Turtle was glad to see me home. Max the dog said, just turn on the damn television, dude. So I had no respect. Oh, no, I'm breaking up again. That has to be something in the weather. The audio is fine now. Thank you. Linda says, okay. The audio was breaking up here and there. Wow, I'm sorry about that, folks. I'm absolutely, although I didn't have any problems when I was running it through. Okay, tomorrow I'll try the show running it through the hotspot on my phone rather than running it through StreamYard and see if that changes things. Sorry about the breaking up, folks. No, I'm not doing a show tomorrow. Well, I might do a show tomorrow. Because Hot Air Tom is totally confused on time changes. So today he's 2 hours ahead of us. Tomorrow he's going to be 3 hours ahead of us. So we might as well do something to confuse Hot Air Tom. I mean, I think that's only the right thing to do, don't you? Emily says hello to Katie. Todd says, glad you're home safe. Yeah, me too. Well, I tell you what, I just can't get over how much it took out of me. Gretchen says, oh boy, we'll hope all goes better for the trip to Alaska. Isn't that the truth? Now, thankfully, I've never been on a trip like this one before, so it's not likely to happen again. Sonny says, we were lucky here. Bad weather was all around us, though. I thought it was when I was looking at the maps and things. I'm thinking, holy cow. It's got, you know, that's bearing down on Sonny. All we got was rain. Yeah, we had rain too. And some of it was just unbelievably heavy. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Hey, Steve, my friend. Steve went to a birthday dinner for now I don't remember who the birthday was. I was going to use the pictures. That was one of the days and I got sidetracked. Anyway, I had some pictures of Steve and his wife at somebody in the family's birthday at one of the nice joints there in Louisville. So that went by the wayside. Sorry about that, Steve. Gretchen says, at least no hail or tornadoes. I had a little hail, but it was really small. It wasn't bad. The rain was bad a lot of times, but the hail was just pingy little things for just a little bit. Is that why Tom is missing the time changes? Yeah, he's probably 2 hours. If he's 2 hours ahead of time, he and Cindy are having lunch right now. So he can't, there's no way he can keep his clock on and eat and find the show all at the same time. That's too much for Hot Air Tom. Steve said it was his brother. Yeah, his brother's birthday. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap up what's been just an unbelievable week. I'm supposed to go to Norfolk Monday. I don't know if I'm going to make it down there or not. I want to go. I'd like to go to see Norfolk, and I'd like to meet Jason and before they go on this trip. I got to recover a little more. I could not jump in the car today and drive to Norfolk. I just couldn't do it. So Give me another day to recuperate and I'll see. All right, guys. So I have no idea what the show's going to be Monday. Just, it'll be on somehow. It might be live. It might be taped. It might be early. It might be late. That's the way Chili does it. Oh, that'd make a good song. Yeah, no, it wouldn't. All right, guys. That is going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being with me. Smash that thumbs up button. All 53 people that have been here on the show this morning. How about that? That's pretty cool. So jump in and smash that thumbs up button. And let me know. Hit the subscribe button. I'm getting old and senile. Yeah, punch that subscribe button. Yeah, because I want to get 10,000 people watching the show. That's it for today, folks. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. Hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas, just like Gretchen and Fred and Gary and a bunch of us are doing as we go on here through the season. Y'all have a great day, everybody. I'll see you next time.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.